Welcome to Strictly on the Sofa,
the show where we overanalyze every sequin, every heel turn, and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living room.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Flo. Welcome to week four.
Ooh. Can you believe it's week four already? I feel like that's becoming
time
the new
ticking.
What a way to open the show is me being like, can you believe it's week four? I just think it's speeding past.
Oh my god. The up in the Claudatorium this week, and Claude was like, oh, Shirley said, what a way to open the show. And I was like, Shirley says that every week. That's not an unusual thing to say.
Like,
she'd say it whether it was good or bad or, yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, I was like, that's not a comment. Anyway, yeah, how did you find week four?
I thought it was really good. I thought the standard was amazing. I think I saw a few people say, and I agree with them, that it felt like Strictly of old, because there was a lot, especially the first dance being Ellie and Vito, there was just so little faff. Like, the because we'd seen such high concepts last week, there was almost no concepts this week. And that was really quite a nice, refreshing change.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until someone pointed out to me that we had no couple's choices that I was like,
what a week.
But yeah, I thought it was a really good week. I thought there was, I say the standard was really high, because I think it was generally, but we saw a flipped leaderboard again, didn't we?
Yeah, we did actually.
What did
you
think?
Yeah, very flip leaderboard looking at it. Yeah, I mean, I think it just shows that, oh, excuse me. I'm dying. I think it just shows that, like, everyone's got their own strengths, and, like, some weeks will be some people's weeks and others not, and it's just a really competitive series. There's no clear front runners, apart from maybe Leighton, but, like, other than that.
Especially in later weeks. His public vote might be more tested, although I mob test, so I don't know if it actually... I think it's part of me I'm not impressed by Leighton's dancing, to be honest, which I sort of think might win everyone over. Who knows?
Yes.
But regardless, yeah, I agree with you. It does seem like people are in danger whatever week. I mean, I would not have put Eddie in the bottom two before seeing the dances.
I mean, he got a 10 last week, right?
Crazy.
And he's in the bottom two. So, yeah, it's definitely, the competition is still definitely wide open. Let's talk about the dance-off, shall we? Do we want to talk about the dance-off?
I feel like Jodie would rather we didn't.
I felt
so sorry for him.
Yeah, I did.
It was hard enough getting those
lifts.
He
was enjoying it the first time around. So, like, to have to then do that again, like, he literally looked like he wanted to die. Like, when she ripped his shirt open and he had his chest waxed, it just didn't work. I don't think that was the right call. I guess there's something like trying, like, get him out of shell at all costs sort of thing, but it just didn't work. Like, he just was, like, grimacing through it, wasn't he?
Yeah. I know. I didn't know whether it was he would always feel like that in a salsa, or whether it could have been choreographed a little bit. Like, did he have to get his chest out? On the other hand, maybe he did love it. He just couldn't tell his face. Do you know what I mean? That sounds really backhanded. But maybe he couldn't,
you know,
face,
like, that, Jodie.
But you know the sort of person that's so obviously, like, I want to do it, yeah, 100%. But you just cannot shake that, like, uncomfortableness, because you're not used to doing that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because he's obviously a person that has that body because he's an athlete.
Sort
of, it seems like a very happy accident for him, by the way that he was when she opened, like, his shirt and stuff. Yvita.
He's like, I got pecs.
Yeah, literally. I feel like Yvita went in one day and was like, wait a minute, we haven't used these at all. Come on. But yeah, it was not a great dance the first time round. But then the second...
It wasn't.
But
the
then
lifts
when he missed
were
that
good
lift,
the first time round.
The
lifts were, like, very impressive first time round. So he didn't even have that on the second time round to, like, save him, because just most of them were fumbled. I just felt so sorry for him.
I wish he could have gone again, because it just... I mean, obviously, that's not the point of the
I would not but... put him through that the third time. I think he probably just knew, like, I'm out, like, let's just get through this. Like, I don't know.
It felt like a classic case of the yips. Like, he knew he could do it, but there's something in his brain that just could not get him to do that again.
Yeah.
Like, something had flicked.
Exactly.
Like, and that's why that once that first lift was gone, it was like dominoes. But I just wanted to say, it was definitely the right decision for Jodie to go. I also think right decision that Jodie's in the dance-off based on the skill of everyone and this week. But I really, really did like Jodie. I really warmed to him. And there was something so sweet and endearing about his unassumingness that I just really, really liked him. And I think on another week, I think if he had lasted this week by some miracle, it would have been a different story next week, depending on what his dance was. Like, I just think it's a shame. Yeah. But then that's the nature of Strictly, so.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I really like, it didn't feel like cannon fodder to me. I really liked Jodie.
He seems like a very sweet man, so it's a shame, isn't it?
It is. I do think he took everything I know we said he looked uncomfortable, but I do think he took everything in his stride as well, and that is another hard thing for Strictly. Like, he talked about how he loved getting the spray tans, and he did do everything Evita asked him, and I just think that he was up for the challenge, and that was really great to see. So
that's all you can ask, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you know what she said about, like, oh, I hope now if, like, some music comes on, you would get up and dance. I mean, like, to literally go from that, like, I'm not a good dancer, right, but like, if there's a disco at a wedding, I will be on the floor.
Excuse
do you know what
me,
I mean
you're a very good dancer. Yeah,
well,
yes, I do know what you mean.
I really don't think that's very generous. I've got no coordination in my limbs at all. I'm really not. But like, I still like dancing, and I still wouldn't feel shy to go up. I would feel shy up exposed like that in front of everyone, but I wouldn't feel shy in like a dance hall with lots of other people. So if you're not even at that stage, even the idea of dancing terrifies you, then you've got a long way to go, haven't you, to get into it. But I thought he did well, but I think it was right that his journey ended where it did.
And shall we talk about Eddie and Karen in the dance off with him?
That was a surprise that they were so far down the leaderboard, you know.
Really shocking.
Ooh.
I think there's a, obviously we always will defer to the superior judgment of the judges. They know what they're talking about. I don't. Most of the time I'm judging off vibes. But I thought a dance disaster, the first one we've had for ages, by the way, like, I thought it was a bit harsh.
No, from two of them, both two people things. It wasn't a disaster at all. Jodie missing that lift and then, like,
that was a dance
disaster. Dropping and then missing another one, and then that is a dance disaster, you know? But Eddie, like, not quite having a good enough frame, it's not really a dance disaster.
I don't think so. And also, I was when I rewatched it, as if it wasn't because it was in the dance off. When I saw the dance in the dance off, I sort of noticed things. I didn't quite realise that he was squatting to have her on his lap, which is hard. I couldn't hold that for a single second.
No.
And then the lifts, he was putting her down. I think there was a bit of something in the dance off where it was a bit hard. She landed a bit harder than maybe she did in the first day. But again, I thought the lifts were pretty seamless, which again is really difficult, and they usually praise people for that. So I was like, a disaster seems harsh. I thought they're right about the side by side stuff, and also I didn't think his frame in the first time he did it was that bad until they did the side by side stuff, and then he had to get back into frame, and then I thought it tanked. But I think his initial frame was not that bad. I don't know, but again, I'm not
rogue with the choreography this year, because it was another one that felt like not quite styled. I really enjoyed it, so I'm all here for it, but I just wonder if it rubs the judges up the wrong way a bit, especially Shirley. I don't know.
I really liked the jazz style of it. I really, because it really reminded me of something. Like, maybe of West Side Story, you know, when they're doing the dance in the gym. It really reminded me of that. So I actually really liked the vibe. But, I don't know what happened. I don't know whether it's one of those things where she's just trying to get the choreography in place, or whether, so there's not enough time to cover the basics, or whether he's not taking on the basics as quickly as others in the group, because it's not, I don't know what's happening, but something's not the quite sense there, it might is be it?
The latter, but yeah, I agree. Yeah, I don't know.
It's because I think there's something there. It's really difficult. But then who are we to say that there's something there if it's not showing itself yet? But I don't know. I thought Dad's disaster was harsh, but I also know one. I'm not surprised he was in the bottom half of the leaderboard.
Should we move on to Zara, who was not in the dance-off this week, and I'm so happy for her.
I said that in the same intonation of, and Tiny Tim, who did not die. You know, from A Christmas Carol. You literally said it right now. It's so funny. Well, because you know in A Christmas Carol.
I've ever seen.
Oh my God, Flo. Well, in A Christmas Carol, Tiny Tim, the preacher that the Scrooge sees is where Tiny Tim dies because he is malnourished and underfed. And then at the very end, when they like when he everything comes good, it's like, and Tiny Tim, who did not die, and it's amazing. And it's like, woo! And you were like, and Zara McDermott, who was not in the dance.
Who did not leave.
I'm so sorry, that was a stupid segue. Also, watch Muppet's Christmas Carol, please. Or even better, Mickey's Christmas Carol, which is on Disney Plus and other available streaming sites. I don't think it is on other streaming sites.
It's one of those blind spots for me, Muppet's Christmas Carol. And I tell you for why. It's because like I didn't have it on video when I was young. But whenever it was on, it would be at like a party or like school where it was like in the background and everyone's talking over it. So I sort of like were aware of it, but I clearly don't know it word for word and intonation for intonation like you do.
Well, I'm just a scholar of literature,
like
okay?
A loser.
But I will say I only watched it for the first time in full 2 years ago, because I was the same as you. But the good thing about it is it's only an hour and 20 minutes long, so it's really easy to catch up on. Get the programme
very
flow.
Much fits with my category of my criteria for films that they do not need to be longer than 2 hours. That is very generous on that
and
point.
Maybe I'll watch it this year.
This
year's the year.
Anyway.
Zara McDermott, who did not die. Let's go on.
What a woman. Really enjoyed this. I love a dramatic Viennese. We've talked about dramatic Viennese very much on this podcast. I really enjoyed it. I thought she pulled herself back. I'm really pleased that she didn't sort of collapse after being in the dance-off.
Yes.
You know? I'm really happy for her. And I'm also happy that, like, she was still near the bottom, but obviously, like, the public vote has saved her this week, which I think is really lovely. It must be quite reassuring to know that,
That it's not that you're disliked or...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's not... Because, I don't think anyone this year has been disliked or, you know, like, they're just there to be... I think so. It's really exciting, isn't it, when that happens? Well, it's just interesting to have a dance-off where it's two people who have not been in the dance-off before. It's always more fun that way, I think. So I completely agree. Loved this dance. It's also just really nice to see Graziano, like, coming up slowly through the ranks of... And I think if she continues with this, she could be higher... She could be up near the upper echelons quicker than we think.
She is going in the right direction. She needs to keep pushing it, doesn't she? I think she needs to keep continuing like this level of improvement every week.
Yeah.
Because, it's such a tough competition. But, I really enjoyed this. I thought her hair was very nice.
She looked beautiful. She looked very elegant. The dress.
She did look beautiful. The dress. I know.
They're just staring at Graziano's picture. Same girl. I really, really liked it. And I think she's one of my favourites.
Yeah, I voted for her this week because I was worried about her from the dance-off last week. And also, I think she's one of my favourites. I really enjoyed it.
Well done, Zara. Flowers for Zara.
For Zara.
Who's
interestingly
next?
She got exactly the same score as Angela Scanlon, also doing a Viennese waltz. 4 sevens, 28 points. Although my telly mix says that Angela Scanlon danced the Viennese waltz, which is just, I don't know, I've got this image of this guy named Walt, but he's Viennese and like, I don't know.
The Viennese
I've just got this stupid image in my head. A Viennese waltz. he's got like a beret and like... Yeah. Eating some chocolate. I don't know. What else goes on in Vienna?
He goes to the opera. He goes to see André Rieu. You know, the man with the violins.
Rieu
and the big dresses. It's always advertised at Christmas. Weird. But yeah, that's what he
Walt's
does.
Walt's a fan, I can tell you that.
Oh, and Sound of Music. But no, it's fine. I'm getting two Viennese. Okay. Move on.
No, it's fine. And Angela Scanlon and her Viennese waltz.
I think... I preferred Zara's to this.
I did. Interesting. I think it was the drama mic.
It was the drama mic. But I also, right, I don't know if it's an impression that Angela's giving me, but I don't feel like she's that balanced. I sometimes feel like she's running into, like, Carlos, but Carlos knows how to stop her. She's a bit like a whirling dervish.
Yes, I know what you mean. I thought for a minute, I thought you meant like mentally balanced. I was like, like, she's a bit extroverted. Like, she's got a big personality. I don't think that warrants you saying that she's mentally unbalanced. Oh
my God. I do not have room to shout on that.
I know what you mean. I think she's got a lot of energy, hasn't she? And so sometimes I think that's not like, that's probably like... In the sort of slower dance, not that Viennese waltz is particularly slow, but like I think that works really well with like a jive and a Charleston because you can just go bam, 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 bam. But when it's slowed down a bit, you've got to really have like a strong core and be like, to like really be able to move through. Yeah, you can't just launch yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that she was doing that, but like a human cannonball.
There was a vast improvement on her frame, I think, from week one.
Yeah. I did enjoy it. But yeah, I don't think it's going to go down as one of her like all-time greats, classics, is it? No. It was fine.
It got her through the week.
I do think that like one we'd had a really like probably not quite as technically great from Zara, but like more dramatic and more engaging. Yeah. Then I was a bit like, oh, this is nice.
Son of a gun.
This is the good thing, but also the bad thing about when they dance the same dance in the same week. It's like you can't help but compare.
It's true. It's true. But yeah, I'm glad they both got through on the Viennese. I love a Viennese.
Yes.
So much. Becoming the new jive for me. Who's next?
So we've got four people and 28 points.
God.
The next one is, I know, the next one is Krishnan with his Paso Doble.
What were your thoughts first?
Oh, okay. I loved it.
You were going to
say something controversial.
Really
you were like,
like, should he be tied with three other people? Like, I don't know if he should be higher or lower, but it feels.
I thought.
But I felt like it was singular.
Technically, was it great? I don't know.
But that's what I'm saying.
He didn't have the shaping
and
Zara's? The banana and the. I don't know. I mean, he got 6, 7, 7, 8, so a bit more spread of scores, which I think is probably...
What did Zara get?
7, 7, 7, 7.
That feels probably about right.
Yeah.
8, Anton, are you okay?
Yeah, calm down, Anton.
Anton, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Anton?
What's wrong with us this week? I'm giddy. Can I just reset? Because I sounded like I was really laying into it there. This is one of my favourite dancers of the night, and I gave him 2 votes because he's just, I just love him. He's such a nice man, and he loves it so much. And I just really enjoyed watching him. I thought it was really fun. Was it that good? No, it wasn't that good. But I just really loved it. It's just so stupid. This is what Strictly's all about. I will say this till I...
It's very local dad joins amateur dramatic society, isn't it? I love it for him. It was when he said that his wife was like, have you been happy for 35 years? On the results, did you see this? It was so good. On the results show, he said that his wife had basically been like, have you been happy this entire time? Because he's so happy now. And he even mentioned the eyeliner. And I was like, genuinely, that man has discovered that eyeliner works for him and he's never letting it go. I really rate him. And I look forward to seeing his dances every week.
And I enjoy watching, like, his VTs and his interviews and stuff. I just think he's a really interesting person. We were saying this over text, weren't we, when we were watching it? We were like, I feel like he'd be great at a pub quiz. Like, he'd be really good fun, but he'd also have he'd know all the answers. And you could have, like, a really good question with him about, like, something deep and political. But then you'd have a hoot talking about something really stupid, like, who's going from Strictly this week or something like that. I just feel like... he's a very well balanced.
Obviously,
yes.
No, I want him to be literally my friend. The human Barbenheimer. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I was just this came from a train of thought. It didn't quite come out of nowhere. It came from a train of thought where I was like, I bet he went to see Barbie. And I was like, because he seems like the sort of person that would go and see Barbie as well.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but 100%. Also, he was probably like Oppenheimer. He is Barbenheimer. So I just, I was going to say, obviously, factually, I don't know if he went to see Barbie, but spiritually, I felt like he went to see Barbie. And that's high praise.
Yeah, 100%.
So,
Christian Barbenheimer Guru Murphy, well done.
I also would just want to commend Lauren on the stuff she's getting out of him. Yeah. She really plays to his strengths.
Yeah, she's so good, isn't she?
And really I just think he comes out with something exciting every week. And even if it's like a dance that wasn't technically as good as the other stuff we've seen from him, I still was quite wowed by it. So I think she's very good at that. I wasn't keen on the music either this week, so I thought maybe that hampered him a bit. It felt slow for
what
a passer.
What did he dance to again?
Standing in line and watching jumping.
Oh, I quite liked this actually, and I'm not. I prefer a more traditional passer usually. There was a bit where it kind of felt like the beat was really off. So you know, it's like that, and I thought that was very hard. But I don't know.
It just felt.
I did
a bit
enjoy it.
Slow. Which I thought maybe made his life harder, but I don't know if that's necessarily true. It might have made his life easier. But, yes, regardless, we love Krishnan.
Yes, agree. And then also tied on 28, with 4-7s again, was Ellie and Vito and their samba.
That seems low. They definitely suffered for going first, I think.
Yeah, they did, I think. This was really good. It was just really good.
Yeah, it was just stone cold good, wasn't it? I sort of agree with Motsi, because I thought Motsi had a bit of a Freudian slip when she was like, make the dance about her, and she was like, no, for both of you. And I was like, no, I get that, because I think Vita just packed so much into that choreography, and obviously Ellie's really, really competent and like an incredible dancer, in fact, more than competent, but it's week four. And I think a little bit of less is more might have been a little bit helpful for her there. Because it was a fast song as well. Although I love Copacabana. It did feel like old school Strictly though.
Yeah. I love the matching pink outfits and the feathers and all that. It felt like a proper samba, didn't it?
Felt like Mark Ramprakash and Karen Hardy. Like, it just felt like Natalie Lowe was there somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I loved it.
Should we go on to Annabelle Croft with her jive?
Yes, I love Annabelle Croft. Don't know why. Can't explain it.
I do really like her. And I think I'm just... You've got to have your favourites, right? And she's just not standing out as much as the others for me at the moment. But I will say she's very good. And, like, she's very... I like watching her dance because she's quite neat and placed. And, like, that's quite nice to watch, you know? So exactly. I'm kind of quite a calming person to watch.
I think that's it. Mm. Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know what's making me warm to her so much, apart from the fact that she's clearly like growing so well with Johannes.
Mm.
Like there's but I really like how she really reminds me of an Enid Blyton character, like really,
oh
jolly yes. hockey sticks. And it just makes
so
me really
much. Yeah.
So I just feel like she's big head girl energy. And I
yes, so I much
just sort of respond to that. So I really like her, and I thought the drive was so it really, you know, it gave me echoes, and it wasn't as good as, don't get me wrong, but it gave me echoes of Faye's drive. Do you know how remember how neat that was? That was a much neater yeah. drive than say like
she's got a very similar build to Faye, doesn't she? Very very yeah. slim and long limbs. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Actually.
And the cartwheel was amazing. I think it's really easy to forget. With Angela Rippon being in the competition, that Annabelle's an older woman.
Yeah.
I don't want to say an older woman.
I can't cartwheel,
like,
and I'm 32.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly.
I've never been able to cartwheel. Like, that's impressive. No,
exactly. And that she's coming out week after week with quite good dances. And in any other series, everyone would be like, wow, Annabelle. But I feel like people are forgetting her a bit. But that's also fine. I really, really like her. And I don't quite know why. I just look forward to every time she comes out and does something, I'm impressed by it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well done, Annabelle. Should we talk about Bobby next?
Bobby!
Bobby and Diane.
go on. What did you think?
I feel like this should have been better than it was.
Flo's really wriggling to say this. Like, she feels... You can tell she's...
I feel bad.
At war with herself.
I did not like the music. I'm sorry. I just did not like it. It didn't work. The concept didn't work. Like, I didn't like it. So yeah. That didn't help. And then I just thought he didn't have the, like, attack or the... Considering he is an actor... I feel like there could have been more acting going on, but because he was playing the part of a model, it wasn't, there wasn't anything, I don't know what the story, like, it just, there wasn't much, there wasn't enough drama for a very dramatic dance.
No.
I thought he danced it very competently. I don't know, I was just expecting a bit more from this.
That's fair. I think I would agree with that. I think that he, I thought he looked a bit stooped, and I couldn't work out if he was just a bit taller than, like, than Diane, or whether it's just because he's so upright that it's so much more noticeable. But I agree with you more. But then the judge said nothing of the sort. Mm. So I'm assuming that I'm in the wrong. But I thought, yeah, I think this was very. It felt very week four early days. Do you know what I mean? It felt like
yeah.
It's not his best, but it doesn't mean. But not bad either. I don't know.
It's got him through, he can move on, yeah.
I sort of wonder if the being a model thing actually didn't help him, just because that's a very serious a job that he obviously takes very seriously. And you've been a model, so you want to impress that you know how to model. But then maybe that doesn't actually loosen you up for going into a tango very well.
Yeah, maybe it was just one too many things to think about.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the other thing, we were messaging about this on Saturday night, the other thing is, like, a model is, like, almost purposely devoid of personality, unless you're, like, one of those supermodels like Kate Moss or something. But even then, when they're on a runway modelling clothes, like, the point is you're a frame that the clothes hang off and the clothes of the star of the show, which is the runway. So, like, you aren't meant to have much personality. You are meant to fade into the background a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, that's not to say... I don't think he's the sort of person that does fade into the background, but I feel like it just was a weird choice for a character to be. I don't know.
Yeah.
It didn't work for me.
No, it's not, again, as you say, not his best. Got him through. Also, I just hope him and Diane are okay. They seemed a bit emotional after the dance, but
yeah, I guess they probably didn't get the like the comments they wanted.
Yeah,
maybe they'd done it better in rehearsal or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's the sort of energy I was getting, like they didn't do as well as they would have liked on it.
So, I completely get that. Yeah. Also, just want to say Diane looked amazing. Her hair was chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, agree. Could not agree more. I have agreed. What's French for agree? J'agree?
D'accord.
D'accord.
Oh, is that right? Like I'm in.
Yeah, because
I'm in accord right? with you. Yes.
Yeah. D'accord. I can't do it. Sorry. Go on. Let's.
In Chinese, I'm an idiot. It's Wu Tong Yi.
Ooh, you're so talented. What you lack in coordination, you make up for in languages. Like also, I don't think you
random words in Chinese.
No, and also, can I just quickly say, I don't think you lack coordination. But ho hum. Anyway, that's a story for another day. Next, who's next?
We were doing this in yoga today. We were doing this weird like flow thing where you had to like hold the ball of sunlight and be like ooh, but then you had to kind of do that, and you also had to like do an infinity sign with your hips. So you're like. That and I was getting so confused of what way was I going, and I genuinely was in this class thinking the way it's meant to be nice and chill, and you're like, oh, the sun, and I was like, I could not do Strictly. I would be, this is my where my brain was taking me. I was like, oh my god, I'd be a nightmare. I wouldn't have any coordination. My hips wouldn't be able to do anything separate to my body. So yeah, I'm. Anyway, it's fine. It's not. I'm. You know. I've got other things going for me. It's okay.
The languages. You'll always have the language. Who's next? Is there another 28er?
Who is next? No. Oh, sorry. We're away from 28s for a while now. Annabelle got 29. Bobby got 30. The 28s were Ellie, Christian, Angela and Zara. Sorry. The other way down. Yeah.
No, that's good to know.
So we're now up to 231s. That's Angela Rippon and Amanda.
Who should we start with? Angela Rippon?
Yeah, go for it.
She was one of the dancers. Every week I'm on BBC Radio West Midlands, which is really fun. Well, the last few weeks I have been. The host, Elise, who was lovely, asked who would be the dance that she needed to catch up on, like, if I had to like make a little short list. And Angela, for me, was one of them, I think. Mm. I think it was... She's always a Gogglebox favourite now. I just think...
Mm.
She, what we asked from her last week in the podcast was range, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every week I think she's going to stumble because the range isn't going to be there. She doesn't do it. She like Kai is an excellent choreographer for this.
Yeah.
And she is excellent at taking instruction.
Yeah.
And... Also excellent for trying, because I think if he told me to do those splits, I'll be like, you're having a laugh. No, thank you.
Yes. Oh, my God. I know. Again, I cannot do the splits, and I'm 32, and I go to yoga. Like, yeah. It's just not going to happen. It's just not a thing.
I can barely lift a box of podcasting equipment. Like, honestly, the way she is, it is hugely inspiring. And I think she's all, like, she just keeps coming out and delivering. The one thing I'll say is I'm not sure how much rumba there was in there. But when a dance is that good, do I care that much? Because there was enough rumba in there. Felt like a rumba.
Rumbas always feel like there isn't much to them, but that's just, it's not my favorite.
Because they're deceptively hard, aren't they? I love a rumba. I also think. I think there was enough in there. It was obviously a rumbus, which is different from... We've had a few dances this year where we've been like, hang on, what were they dancing?
Yeah.
So, at least there's that. Mm. But yeah, Kai is just a genius. Angela's amazing. Mm. And I'm excited to see what she does next week.
Mm. Yeah, likewise.
I wonder what Angela will do for her couple's choice.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Let's wait and see.
Yeah.
Probably something theatre-y, don't you think?
Yeah, you'd think.
See that. Yeah.
Be better, I think. But also, I'd like to see Angela Rippon's
background
commercial.
In ballet?
Yeah, also contemporary.
I wonder
if she'll...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, something a bit more flowy, ballet-inspired. I don't know. Anyway, we'll wait and see.
We shall see.
She does get that far, because I would like to see... More range.
More range.
Yeah. I really enjoyed this. I think just hard agree with everything you just said, to be honest. I don't think I've got anything to add. I think she's great.
Yeah, loved it. Loved the pyrotechnics as well.
Mm.
Do you know what?
How she just gives stuff a go.
Yeah. Also, I know it's not a Bond theme, but it is. I keep needing to stop saying spiritually, but spiritually it is a Bond theme. Rise like a phoenix, isn't it? And I love a rumba to a Bond theme.
Yeah, I thought it was actually. Yeah. It's probably not. I just don't know James Bond themes very well. I don't really know James Bond very well. So the idea of, like, when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, this probably is a Bond theme. But it's not.
Won Eurovision. It was
Austria. Oh, it's that one. Yeah. Sorry.
Who did win Eurovision? No, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Conchita Verse.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes!
Conchita.
Can you imagine? They should have used that for James Bond. Can you imagine how iconic it would have been?
It's not too late, James Bond films. I couldn't think he made them then. I was like, it's not too late, James Bond, who definitely makes his own films.
Call up James Bond.
Just type in 007. And he is there. Like the bat signal. But I don't know how James Bond works. I've never watched a James Bond film in my life. Anywho, that's not true either. I have. Anyway, so is that all we have to say on Angela before I tank?
Yeah, it's like... Amanda's
name. I thought this was not great, but I also don't know if that's just because I'm a hater nowadays. Like, not a hater, I just mean as in, I just didn't vibe with it. It was obviously good.
It was very good. Oh, like, I should, yeah, let's just say that. Like, it was good. I didn't love it. It felt a little bit too lovey-dovey for me.
Yeah, and, like, I agree.
There wasn't the drama in it, maybe.
A bit...
It was just a bit perfect.
I don't want to say one-dimensional. Yeah, exactly. It just felt really like... You can't phone... If you want me to feel something, you can't just tell me to feel it. You have to make me feel it, right?
Yeah.
And I just felt like they were like, okay, we'll just do... It felt really like a shallow concept of... We'll just pretend to kiss near in the dance and that'll be enough to get everyone feeling. And it just didn't have that emotion for me because of that.
Yeah. It was just quite nice.
Yeah.
And good and well done. But yeah, I didn't have that, like, I didn't feel that much, like, didn't give me chills, you know?
No. Which I guess foxtrots rarely do. Although sometimes they do.
I don't know, I love a fox. They're one of my favourite dancers.
Are they? Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah, I love it. But... I know what you mean. They're not. They don't have the inbuilt drama of, like, a paso, do they? I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I expected to enjoy this more, and I did, but I wasn't like, wow.
I just think it was
I'm just being really harsh because she is very good.
She is, yeah. No, I think it's okay to think that something was a really good dance, but just not completely, like, mind blowing. Yeah. It was just a bit filler. That was all. Filler for Amanda, I mean, like, not for the show. Like, I think it was obviously a nice dance to watch. It was just, like, not her best, not her worst. Like, by no means her worst. Like, it was good.
No.
And also, I think the concept... I know we always say, like, we don't want faffing around. And I said at the start of this podcast that I was quite glad there was... It was weird that there was such a lack of faffing. Especially after, like, movie week. And, like, the high concepts and stuff. But it was funny that the concept was point at this signpost and then immediately get into hold. I was like, okay.
Like, I'd rather you just have no concept at that
exactly.
point. Yeah, exactly. If it had been, like, they were going different ways and had to be separated, but actually spiritually I'll be with you everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
You're a genius. I think that's it.
Get us on that producing team, honestly.
I think that's it.
But it just felt like a slightly missed that, like, yeah, there wasn't a tension in there. There wasn't, like,
spark is it. I think you've hit the nail on the head for the, like, dance on the whole by saying that I would just rather they didn't have a concept at all than half-arse one.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, nail on the head. Who is next?
Adam Thomas.
This is high.
He's very near the top. He's third from the top. Yeah.
I really liked this. I don't really have a lot to say other than I thought it was really, really good.
I liked it. I liked it. I'm glad that Luba's doing well.
Me too. He's obviously a good learner. He's taking everything she says on board, which I really like. And I honestly thought pegged him as one of the first out, and I don't think that's the case anymore. I think he really wants to learn, which I like.
I really liked that he wanted to do this dance, and he did really well on it. There's something really nice about that when you've been waiting to do a dance in particular, and I love that.
It was really good. I just fully agree with the judges about what they said. Like, it was a really nice harnessing of his energy, and it was nice to see Luba do such a lovely, beautiful dance, and it just all came together for them on the night, didn't it? I thought it was really, really good. And I think it was one of those dances that shows how moving something as deceptively simple as a waltz can be.
Yes, yes.
And that's why we all watch Strictly. Because we just, deep down, love a waltz.
Nice. I have nothing more to say on this. No. Should we move on to your favourite?
Don't say breathy it with so Nigel. Much dread. Beloved breathy Nigel. I love him so much. I love him more. I was really worried this week. I was really, really worried about Nigel because I was really thinking about it the other day. And I was like, the dances that he's done in the in-between time since his Paso have not been that bad. But there is literally a narrative forming that if he doesn't do well this week, he has peaked and people will stop voting for him in their droves. Yeah. He's going to not become
a
favourite anymore.
Maybe he was a one-hit wonder. Maybe he peaked too early. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God. Or like, so I really needed him to pull it out of the bag this week, and he did not disappoint.
It was really good. This felt like a really proper salsa, you know?
Yes.
Felt like they could have been in a salsa club doing it.
Yes.
I love that.
Right. Around me and in my parts, sometimes I'll come home from work and there'll be like a little outdoor salsa out in the station.
Oh, that's so
in
nice.
The train station, they'll be got like a little boom box and they're all salsaing. Oh. And it felt like I felt like I was intruding on him and Katja doing it there. And that is the vibe. I loved it.
Yeah, I love that. Because I think that the modern day Strictly Salsa is like, how many lifts can we cram into this?
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it to a pop song to like keep the young people on side. And like, I really like that this felt much more, I don't want to say traditional because it felt really cool and modern and stuff, but it just felt a bit more like back to base, not even basics.
It just felt like very, very visibly a salsa, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
There was no like, oh, what ridiculous armography can we do? It was just, here we are, we're going to deliver a salsa that you're going to enjoy.
Complicated series of lifts can we just about like grimace through?
Yeah.
Jodie.
I think I would have rather not had any lifts in this, actually, because I felt the lift at the end took away for how good the rest of the dance was a little bit, because I didn't think the lifts were bad, I just didn't think they were as good as the rest of the dance is all. I don't know. I just thought that he was, I'm just so happy for him. He really made me proud of a man I literally do not know. But I was so proud of him. And him and Katja are back on top. And also, I felt like he needed the confidence as well. Because I think if he had done those lifts in week one, they wouldn't have been as shaky. But after the last couple of weeks, they were maybe a bit shakier than he intended. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I'm really happy for him.
Yeah, same. I really enjoyed it. It was really good fun. He is very good, and like, I'm very, like you, I'm very glad for him that he's sort of back on form. He's brought it back a little bit.
Can I say something that kept ringing, like running through my mind throughout though? After he got his marks in, turned out it was really good. There's a bit in A Knight's Tale, the film with Heath Ledger, where he has to lose loads of jousting matches to prove his love for someone. And when his friends are like, why are you losing all these matches? They're like, he's dropping behind for a more dramatic victory. And that's all I could think. I was like, he's dropping behind for a more dramatic victory. So I'm so happy for him.
Maybe he's a ringer through and through, and they're trying to pretend he's not. He needs the audience vote.
I have to say, I'm getting ever so slightly irritated by people being like, oh, everyone's got dance experience this year. And I know I said that last week, so I'm annoyed with myself. But I do think there is degrees of dance experience. And I'm also not anti-dance experience. And we'll get to this in a minute because I want to see the level of dance that Leighton gave every single week. It was absolutely incredible last night. I am not beefing about ringers. I love ringers. Maybe I didn't feel that always, but I do now. But Nigel is not Leighton. And I just feel like you can't compare the two. It's...
Leighton is on another level, isn't
it? Yeah, right? Nigel is a strong mover, and Nigel has played Sky Masterson, but that is more of an acting role than it is a dancing role. And that's all I'm saying.
Shall we talk about Leighton?
Yeah, what a show. What a show. I'm obsessed with him.
He's so good.
That's it. I have more, like, end of the podcast.
End of podcast. I don't think I do have anything else.
I just, the outfit, the song.
Outfit was great. I would love that outfit.
It would suit you as well. You should ask for it.
It would suit you. No. You've got a very similar dress to it. The one you wore to Ben's wedding.
Oh, that, yes.
That sort of sequiny, rainbowy. Sparkle.
Oh, maybe I'll wear that.
Is it a dress or is that a jumpsuit?
It's a dress. I loved it so much, and I want to wear that. Now you said it, I'm going to put that dress on right now. I just thought it was so good. She said originally. There's just so little to say about it because it was just so amazing, but also so much to say about it in my heart. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
I also...
How about this? Did you think it deserved a 10?
Yeah.
Should that have been the first 10 of the series, or should it
I not? Was actually, I was annoyed because I was like, imagine if that had been the first 10 of the series. And I was really pissed off at Shirley again.
I agree. I was really happy he got a 10. I'm glad.
Also, I was obsessed with the pot stirrer. The bit where he was... Oh my God, so good. I didn't know why Shirley didn't give it a 10, but then maybe she sees something that I don't see. Maybe this woman
Is
a ballroom experience.
Do you think?
I don't know. I thought cha-chas are not typically exciting, are they? And I thought
they're not so good.
They're
not typically high scorers either. So,
no.
Yeah.
So good. Also, I just wanted to say...
Nikita's great.
Oh, yeah. So great. I have this... I'm really, really proud of Leighton for being like, I've listened to Nikita this week and he'd clearly taken on everything the judges had said. And I just thought that was really great of him to be like, no, I am part of a two-person team here. And I really felt that come through this week and I thought that was amazing. So I think onwards and upwards for this team.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't know why anyone's het up about it. Because I just... Love.
I mean,
who doesn't
want to
watch that every
week? I think it's because when you watch a show like this, maybe you sort of you do that thing that I was saying earlier of like, oh my god, if I was on Strictly, like, how would it be? Like, oh, and I think it's nice when you see people who have no dance experience, and like, and are scared and everything, and you see them go and do really well because you can kind of put yourself in their shoes. Whereas with someone like Leighton, clearly he's been to drama school, he's been on the stage, he's used to playing these big characters, and like, and it's less, you can't what's the word, like, relate to it quite as much, I guess, and it feels like less of a jump for him. But I mean, like you say, he's had to learn partnering skills. He's had to learn ballroom and Latin technique. And also, who doesn't want to see a dance like that every week? Like, it's fine. Let's chill out.
I want to see a pot stirrer as often as I possibly can. I want my life to be filled with pivots and pot stirrers. And I know Leighton's going to deliver that. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's done. Yeah. And I'm obsessed with Nikita. Nikita is becoming... Like, my crush on Nikita is actually reaching levels.
I love
Ali Ash levels. Like, he's becoming the new Ali Ash to me. I texted Flo, and I think it's okay to say this on the podcast, but I said that Nikita is the Mark Darcy to Giovanni's Daniel Cleaver to my Bridget Jones. In my head, that's how it all matches up. I love them all, but
that's very
you know
funny.
I'm gonna go and do my travel show with Giovanni, and mm-hmm. then I'm gonna
yes yeah yeah
be
yeah,
saved,
yeah. And then you're gonna come back and yeah,
marry Nikita.
Yeah,
yeah, perfect.
I see that for you. I thought that would be a great yeah, that would be a great few
rom-com.
Things.
And we know that Nikita would be an excellent rom com lead from The Pro Dance, which was stunning this week. Mm. Stunning, so good. Anyway, that what a show! What a show!
What a way to open the show. thank you for listening. You can find us on Twitter at Strictly On Sofa. You can find us on Instagram at Strictly On The Sofa. You can reply to us in the comments on the podcast itself, wherever you listen to. And if you want to ask us a question, then ask us a question and we will answer it. And any other way people can get in touch with us? You can email us, old school.
Oh, yeah, strictlyonthesofa@gmail.com. Yes. Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, please get in touch. It'd be lovely to... Please get in touch.
Please.
It'd be lovely to hear from you.
We want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, is there anything we're not talking about that you think we should be talking about? Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a lovely rest of the week.
Have a great week, everyone. Bye.
Bye.